The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the 7-point lead over the Badgers.
Jesse feeds off to Vosage. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosage nails another one. Delonte trying to drive the paint, does so, puts it up and in. Nice shot there by Delonte Jones, his first bucket in an Eagles uniform.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
Welcome into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, Dan Lang, alongside Coach and Dr. Billy Walker, athletics director at American University. And Coach, let's jump right into it. You made a lineup change the other night, a starting lineup change against Mount St. Mary's. You put Delonte Jones and James Washington, a pair of your freshmen, into the lineup, and then you pulled Alex Pacain and Marco Vosage out of the starting lineup. Just talk about the decision.
I just think that the two freshmen, James and Delonte, in the long run are going to be able to give us a lot. I want to get them, just more experience, get them in the game, and get them with sort of a more experienced group right away. And then Alex and Marco are still going to be big parts of the team and help us. I think they understand that. But I just wanted to, see if we can, sort of speed up James and Delonte's progress a little bit.
Now, as a coach, how do you tell guys, you're not going to be in the starting lineup anymore, but obviously we are going to need you. You're still going to be a big part of it. And that was evident the other night with Alex getting 15 minutes of time and Vosage getting 14 minutes of time off the bench and both, looking good in that role. How do you go to them and say, you're no longer in the starting lineup, at least for right now?
I don't make a federal case about it.
Right.
It's like, I didn't go to anybody else at the start of the season and say, hey, you're not starting, So, I just told them right before the game, about, 12 minutes before the game, hey, James, Delonte, you guys are starting. Alex and Marco, be ready because you're going to come in, obviously, and help us, and which Alex did. But I think our team understands that. They know that everyone's going to have to contribute, at some point. They don't know, whether they're starting, they're playing at the end of the game, they don't play a game, they play a full game. I mean, Jalen played a ton of minutes against New Hampshire, didn't play, played less, significantly less against the Mount. Different guys, I think, are going to help us at different times. So everyone has to be ready.
Obviously, Marco's been used to being used in a variety of roles through his career here. And like Dan said, Alex came off the bench, played pretty well the other night also.
Yeah, no, I think Marco sort of acting the way he does and just, always being ready, I think helps younger guys understand, okay, it doesn't matter whether you start or what, you just got to be ready when you do get in there and get your chance. I wanted to get, James and Delonte, just get them in there right away, with Jesse, with Paris, with Charlie, and sort of see what that group does.
Sure. Yeah, Mike, also throughout the year, or the last couple of years, your match was always just getting better every day making sure that they're doing what they need to be doing to get better. And even though we haven't had the results so far that you may necessarily want game-wise, what kinds of things have you seen that guys have been improving on?
Yeah, well, you look for little things. Mount, I think they're picked to win their league. They're at the top of the league. So it's a 6-point game, against a team that presses. You have freshmen out there dealing with a press. I thought they dealt with it fairly well. But you try to tell your guys, hey, this is the team that's at the top of their league, and it's a 6-point game at half. So, we were able to put ourselves in a position for 20 minutes now. How can we sort of build upon that and have a full 40-minute effort? With us, you're just trying to – there's so many new guys. You're trying to focus on getting so many different guys better. We're just trying to find some reliability somewhere and, get young guys minutes.
On the flip side of that, what are some things that you're going to be working on that you really want the guys to focus on, leading up to these couple of games on the road against Youngstown State and Wagner?
Just sharing the ball. Just sharing the ball and then always competing, because, You know, I told them early on, it's not going to be easy. You know, we're gonna lose some games. We're gonna have some rough patches. So we just got to learn to sort of, you know, fight through that a little bit. Am I allowed to mention Pee Wee Doug? He was with us the other night, and he's like, you know, he made the comment, they don't know how to respond when they get hit in the mouth yet. And he's, you know, so he said it in a positive way, yet, as if that's something that they just have to learn. And that's true. You know, that's true. But I mean, they are working hard. And I, you know, like I said, it's just little, sort of little victories right now. And as long as we share the ball and compete on defense, you know, consistently, then we can, you know, then you can start talking about sort of more, you know, basketball technical stuff, you know, later on down the road.
And Mike, what do you do for your, you know, coaches? Obviously, you keep telling guys, hey, you're going to go through rough patches. You got to be able to respond and, you know, stay positive and, you know, focus. And coaches are good at saying that. But as you know, coaches don't always live that because, right, you know, every loss you take to heart so bad. What do you do for yourself to keep yourself positive and right. on that
well,
side?
Well, to be honest, I watch the game over and over and over. And you really try to sort of narrow things down and really come to some sort of conclusion as to, okay, what were the three main things that, you know, you did or didn't do, and what did you get better at? What do you need to get better at? Just so you can keep the group somewhat focused. So, you know, to be honest, I just watch the game until I feel confident, you know, that going into today's practice, I can go up, I can talk to our guys and you know, say clearly, hey, fellas, this is what we need to do today in practice. This is what we need to do for the next 2 days to get ready for Youngstown State. So just, you know, watching as much tape as possible and sort of having a clear vision so you can go into, you know, your practice each day as positive as possible. That's sort of my goal each day.
How many times do you watch a game? I'm sure it depends on the game and, you know, what you think you saw when you were watching the game during the game and when you go back and look at it. But how many times would you say on average that you sit there and watch a game? Or how many times from the game the other night against the Mount did you watch?
Yeah, well, you watch it, you know, 3 or 4 times. And you're right. Like when you're in the game, you know, especially from our vantage point, you can't always see the, you know, different angles and, you know, your viewpoint is a little different. So, you know, guys that you thought were open may not have been so open. You know, guys that are making mistakes, it's, you know, might have been another guy's, you know, sort of coverage or something. So, you know, you watch the game and you sort of confirm what you thought, and then you sort of see the things that you missed a little bit. But it definitely sort of clarifies, you know, what your team is doing, what the team is not doing, and sort of where you need to go.
Time for our first timeout here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Fans and alumni, get your tickets now for the next men's home games. Thursday, December 17th at 7:30 p.m. versus Stony Brook, and Sunday afternoon, December 20th at 1:30 p.m. versus Maryland Eastern Shore. Purchase tickets to all men's and women's basketball games at AUEagles.com or call 202-885-TIXX. Again, that's AUEagles.com or 202-885-TIXX. Stick around. Coming up next, Tommy Strine, Director of Basketball Operations at American University, comes your way right here on Federal News Radio. Welcome back into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, and we're now joined by Tommy Strine, the Director of Operations for Basketball over at American University. And Tommy, thanks for taking some time out in front of this big trip that we have.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
So, mention the big trip. It's all bus, and I just kind of want to get into a little bit of the behind the scenes, the support stuff that goes on behind getting the guys on the floor, because that's what a lot of the fans see, obviously, is the guys on the floor. They don't see how the guys get to various games, and whether it's a flight game or a bus game, and how you guys figure out who's eating, where they're eating, what they're eating, and all that stuff. So, I want to talk a little bit about that, and in particular, this trip, in the sense of we're going from D.C. to Youngstown, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio to Staten Island, New York, and then Staten Island, New York back to D.C. Just talk about kind of setting all that up and the logistics that go into it.
Well, it usually starts, I try to get 2 weeks out. So it started 2 weeks ago, and it starts with the bus. Obviously, you got to get to where you're going. So it starts with the bus there, and then, you know, then I try to hotel-wise, set up all the meals and everything like that. So then the timing of it all, as far as a itinerary, kind of comes next. And so once you got all that set in place, you can kind of start to figure your days out that way. So got the bus 2 weeks ago, got the hotels, I got those a long time ago, but started to set up the meals a couple weeks ago, and then started slotting times for everything, as far as our shoot around times, meals that we're going to have on the bus on the way there, meals that we're going to have after the game on the way to Newark. So everything in that regard. So just getting ahead of it, you know, is kind of, you know, I think the biggest thing as far as that goes. So there's obviously, you know, I probably over communicate with some of these people as far as, you know, make sure I've probably annoyed the people at the hotels.
Probably a good thing, though.
making sure that our meals are going to be on time, making sure that there's going to be enough food, you know, try to mix up the meals to, you know, so there's not, you know, it can get monotonous at times. So try to mix up those meals a little bit so the guys aren't eating the same thing, you know, for the whole 4-day trip. So just doing that, making a lot of phone calls to post-game meal places, pizza places, calling the schools, trying to figure out what is a good pizza place to eat. You know, we don't want to have Domino's all the time or something like that. So calling those places and just continuing to, you know, communicate with those people.
Coach, how important is it to have a director of basketball ops that has such attention to detail, works out, and isn't a guy that doesn't have everything written out and, you know, running around at the last second trying to figure out where you guys are going to eat? How much of a peace of mind does that give you so you can focus more on practices, X's and O's, lineups, and scouting reports?
Right now, it's Tommy's been absolutely fantastic, and he was talking about over-communicating, but he is on, like, every single detail. And as a head coach, you know, especially when you have someone like Tommy, you know, working with you, you just have a sense of comfort that things are going to get done. I just remember my first year, you know, which it was a new staff. We were all sort of trying to figure things out. And, you know, I was always worried about, you know, the bus and are we going to eat? And, you know, do the guys have their sneakers? And, you know, what are we going to forget? So, you know, after a couple of years, just having Tommy here, you know, he came to us from Richmond working down there with Chris Mooney, who I know well. And Mooney, you know, he couldn't recommend the guy higher. And you know, it's definitely worked out. And he's just, you know, there's a Seinfeld episode where Kramer gets an assistant.
Yeah, assistant absolutely. Kramerica Industries, yeah.
So not to, you know, to make a joke of it, but it's like it just every single detail, you know, I know where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there. And, you know, it sounds kind of silly, but it's, you know, things do pile up and, you know, you are concentrating on, you know, what are we going to do in practice and how are we going to get better? And I got to watch tape and, you know, prepare for the game. So all of these details, knowing that they're going to be done and they're going to, you know, the ship is run tightly. You know, it's a great relief for a coach.
What component of it stresses you out the most? Which one of it, is it the transportation, the food, the hotel? Which of it really keeps you up at night, so to speak, to use the cliche?
that would mean I have to go to sleep at night. I would think the biggest thing is the food. I think it kind of, you know, these guys are monsters. I mean, they eat so much food, and so just trying to make sure that there is enough food. You know, Division I athletes, making sure that they're, you know, that they have everything they need. You know, as far as, you know, like the bus ride from Youngstown to New York. You know, making sure that they're going to have enough liquids. You know, so that way they're not cramping on the bus, and making sure there is going to be enough food because that's a long bus ride. So that makes me nervous at times. You know, making sure the bus is there. You know, I'll call the bus driver, you know, 4 or 5 times to make sure they're still there. But I think the biggest thing is you got to realize there are humans on the other end of it. Mm-hmm. So it's not, nothing's guaranteed in it all. You know, there's been times where, you know, we're missing a sub, you know, post game or something like that. And I got to call and they got to run another one out. You know, all that stuff kind of, you know, keeps me up at night. But, you know, my wife makes sure that that I know that there are humans on the other end of it, that some stuff is out of my control. So,
well, it's good to know Mike thinks of himself as Kramer. So, but yeah,
I feel like Kramer.
So, you know, coming from Richmond, obviously a little bit of different operations there, and you had a different role as well. So now here at American, what is it that you like about this job and like about the staff and the institution? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think it starts with just the people that I work with. You know, working for Coach Brennan has been awesome. I've learned so much from a basketball standpoint and, you know, from him, you know, just the details that it takes to make guys good players. So the basketball side of it is great. And then I really like the small athletic department. I feel like, you know, at Richmond, obviously, it's a little bit bigger. There's football, you know, and everything's kind of spread out in that regard. So I didn't get to, you know, talk to different coaches, or didn't get to, you know, talk necessarily to some of the administrative staff as much. And here I feel like I've been able to build relationships with, you know, a lot of people in the athletic department, which has been neat to me, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, my job is about building relationships and keeping those relationships. And so that's been one of the neatest things to me from American. And I feel like it is a family atmosphere, and that's definitely neat.
And I think also, obviously, you want to coach,
yep.
right? I mean,
yep.
and you know, I think this is unique to a lot of other sports. Don't have this operations position. So, why don't you talk a little bit about that this is a paying your dues type of position in college coaching, right?
Yeah. So once I, you know, kind of, you know, my wife kind of prodded me a little bit to kind of figure out what I wanted to do with my life, you know, back when I was 22. So once I kind of decided that, you know, it was kind of like, how do I do this? So I talked to a lot of people that are in the industry, and they kind of said, look, you know, these first few years, you know, you're not going to coach, you know, you're going to do a lot of things that are, you know, behind the scenes that, you know, you're going to be doing stuff like food and travel and video and stuff like that. So, you know, getting into it, I guess I can kind of get into that a little bit here. You know, obviously I coached AAU for 4 years, ran a lot of tournaments, coached some teams, then coached 1 year in high school, and was really liked that, but decided I wanted to get into college coaching. So December of 2014, sent out 500 emails, 500 plus emails, just to every college I could find that, you know, hey, you have a graduate assistant job, a volunteer job, any way I can get involved. You know, and I was getting married in August, so it was like, you know, we'll move. You know, my wife didn't know that, but you know, we were gonna move, and we'll do kind of whatever it took. And you know, I only heard back from about four schools. You know, one was in Hawaii, which necessarily wasn't realistic at the time. And then I ended up taking a job at a NAIA school in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I took that job, which was good because I got a little bit of recruiting experience there in the summertime. So I took that job, was there. We moved up to Ann Arbor right after we got back from our honeymoon. And 3 weeks later, Richmond called me and said, hey, you know, we have a volunteer video coordinator job available if you'd be interested. So I that email got there at about 2 o'clock. I left Ann Arbor at 3 and drove through the night down to Richmond. Knocked on their door at 9 a.m. the next morning, introduced myself, and they offered me the job. So I moved then, you know, 3 weeks after being in Ann Arbor. My wife moved 3 months later, and, you know, started there and, you know, worked there, and then was blessed with this opportunity. So it's a long process. You know, obviously, like you said, you know, getting to be an assistant coach and, you know, eventually a head coach is the ultimate goal, but paying your dues and kind of getting through all that is, you know, kind of where I'm at now, and I'm okay with that. So.
Now, you were a pretty good player, from what I understand. Top 50 scorer in Indiana high school history, over 1,600 points. Scout yourself.
Really bad on defense. Really, no. No, I think part of it is, you know, the area that I grew up in, you know, you have a basketball in your hands from the time you're 3 years old. I remember I got my first hoop when I was 3, knew how to dribble at 5, you know, so it was one of those things growing up in Indiana, obviously, you know, it's you know, God family basketball. And so I, you know, I could shoot a little bit probably. I thought I had a decent feel for the game. Knew how to get myself open. Probably was a little selfish at times, but, you know, I really enjoyed, you know, playing the game. You know, the injuries obviously cut a lot of that short. You know, I had 4 ACLs. So that, you know, obviously, you know, those are tough breaks, but it got me into coaching, and, you know, I really, really love, you know, what I'm doing now. So it all seemed to work out.
We're talking with Tommy Strine, director of basketball operations over at American University. And I want to talk a little bit about maybe some things, some hiccups, if you will, just throughout all of your careers, maybe that have happened on the operations side of things. When I worked with the Miami Marlins, lucky enough that they had a traveling secretary. But I remember that in particular, after 9/11, we flew into St. Louis and they couldn't get the bus on the tarmac. And, you know, I mean, that was like there was the next coming. I mean, everybody was blown up. The players were upset. The management was upset because they couldn't get the bus on because things hadn't been signed correctly. And, of course, they had obviously locked everything down after 9/11. So that was a big problem. You know, one of the staff members had to have a caffeine-free Diet Coke in his suite every place they went. And if it wasn't in there, that was Chernobyl. So that had to happen. And one thing I guess you don't have to deal with is players signing up under aliases. But just what are some things that maybe some interesting angles or some hiccups that have happened throughout your career, maybe coach for you as a player, you know, or as a coach, as an assistant that have kind of been like, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Tommy actually mentioned all the details that go into, you know, his position and, you know, maybe not necessarily coaching, but even as assistant coaches, you're always, you know, there's a million details that you have to think about. One thing that comes to mind, to be honest, is my first year as an assistant coach with Coach Thompson at Princeton. We went down to Duke to play at Cameron, and you're on bleachers basically. Your feet are on the court, you know, almost like sitting on the bleachers. That's how close you are. But you know, the game wasn't going well, you know, sort of early on, as you know you could imagine. And, you know, Coach Thompson asked for the board, you know, to draw some plays, but he was pretty upset. So when we got out of the timeout, he sort of, you know, threw the board down and it went under the bleachers. So for the next 5 minutes of the game going on, I was sort of on my hands and knees, reaching under the bleachers, trying to grab the board so we have it for the next time out. And I'm trying to stay out of the way of the game. And you know, everyone's saying, oh, you know, we went down to Cameron and, you know, how was it? And da, da, da. I was like, yeah, well, I spent the first 5 minutes on my hands and knees. I missed the game, you know, for 5 minutes of it. And then the next time out, he's like, what do we got to do? Did you see that? I was like, no, I didn't see anything. I don't know what we should do. But here's the board. I got the board. So.
Yeah, as a wrestling coach, obviously we didn't have to worry about the food aspects on the buses because everybody was cutting weight. So that was the good part of that. But Mike's talking about a funny thing at University of Wyoming. One time we were wrestling in a tournament that in their field house, and they have a rodeo team there too. So it was a huge field house, and it was in the finals. And the mats in the center is probably 40 yards on either side of it. And we got a bad call, and I kind of turned and, you know, kind of kicked the ground, and I had like slip on shoes. And my shoe went flying probably 40 yards across the field house. So I had to go limping across to go pick up my shoe. And obviously, I was hearing it from the crowd on that one.
Yeah, I think the worst one. So last year at Richmond, we were playing up at St. Bonaventure. And there was 12 feet of snow on the side of the roads. And when you're flying into Olean Airport, it's, you know, there's not much there. So we go and we play St. Bonaventure. We won our first, you know, true road game of the year. And we're coming back, and our bus driver is following directions backwards from a printed out MapQuest online. And, you know, all of a sudden he turns around to our operations guy and says, I think I passed the airport about 2 miles ago. There was no lights or anything. And so he's like, that's fine. And so he attempts a 3-point turnaround at 50 passenger bus on a 2-lane highway. Jeez. And we hear crunch, and he got us stuck in the snowbank. And as soon as he got us stuck in the snowbank, the skies opened up and there was a blizzard. So our operations guy, you know, calls the bus company. Can you come get somebody to get us out? Oh, yeah, we can. But it's going to be a couple hours until this blizzard, you know, passes. So we sat on the side of this road in a snowbank for 2.5 hours. Waiting on a tow truck. The only car we saw was the tow truck the entire time. And then we ended up getting home at about 6 a.m. So let's hope none of that happens this year. But it was, you know, it was an experience. It was, we actually made some national news because our guys were tweeting, you know, with hashtags and you are stuck and stuff like that. So we made the national news. And so it was neat for those guys. But, you know, as far as here, the worst thing that we've had happen is, you know, Paris and Andrea both being, you know, big guys having to sit next to each other on the plane. You know, so that was obviously a little cramp, that poor lady sitting beside them. But other than that, it's been smooth.
Well, we'll leave the conversation there, and we hope that it continues to be smooth the rest of the season. Thanks, Tommy.
And thank you, guys.
Tommy Strine right there, Director of Basketball Operations over at American University. An AU basketball game is the perfect venue to host your next party or a group event, organize a group birthday party or neighborhood outing, and enjoy discounts and recognition at the game. All groups receive block seating, savings off the box office price, a welcome on the vendor video board, and a visit from Claude the Eagle to your seats, all for as low as $3 a person. Call the Athletics ticket office, 202-885-TIXX. Again, that's 202-885-TIXX to book your outing today. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan right after this. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan as we're getting ready for the Youngstown State game coming up in just a few minutes, just after the top of the hour right here on Federal News Radio. Youngstown State, part of the Horizon League, and the Penguins, the only team in the NCAA that has the name of Penguins. That's who the Eagles are going up against. And let's talk a little bit about the Penguins, Coach. And when you look at their roster, they are a big roster, and they only have one returning starter, but it's an interesting roster that Coach Slocum has come up with.
Yeah, no, they are big. I know the kid Bobby Haynes, one of the better players in the league, and he'll be a handful. They play a ton of zone. That's what we've seen on tape. So we're going to have to make shots. We're going to have to move the ball. Hopefully we can get him out of it, you know, at some point in the, during the game. But then just dealing with their size, you know, we're still a little sort of undersized right now. So, you know, it's going to require, as I always say, just, a team effort, all five guys sort of helping each other, dealing with, you know, guys in the post and rebounding.
And Mike, long road trip, as we talk about, and it's also coming right at a time when the guys are going to be preparing for finals. So how do you balance that type of on the road, playing big games, also studying for finals at the same time?
Yeah, well, mentioning it, you know, telling them, you know, just so they know that I'm thinking about it too and that it's important. And then on the bus, you know, it's not like we're watching movies or anything like that. So, you know, they know that that's the time. We talk about it all the time to get work done. We're going to be on the bus for 5-6 hours at a time. So that's a lot of time that you guys can get a lot of stuff done. And, you know, our guys, I mean, we've got a great group of guys and a great culture where, you know, the whole athletic department, the school, I mean, you know, people are taking care of what they need to do in the classroom. So, you know, we've done well there. You know, our guys have done a terrific job there. So I'm not too concerned about that.
You mentioned no movies on the bus. Some coaches love to have movies on the bus, and actually some of the director of basketball ops guys are in charge of figuring out what movies. Why do you not like to have movies? Because that the guys can focus then on schoolwork and reflect on the game and not be worried about what they're watching?
Yeah, well, it's a long time, and I want them to be doing whatever they need to do individually, so everyone has something different that they probably need to be doing. And they all have their own computers and their own laptops and all that kind of stuff, so... You know, if they want to watch a movie, they're watching the movie that they want to watch. And plus, you know, for the coaches, you know, we got work to do too. So it sort of allows everybody to sort of get done what they need to get done. Because it's long hours, and you know, you can't wait till you get home to, you know, start studying at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's really good time for them to spend doing that.
We'll leave the conversation there. And Eagles and Penguins coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks for tuning into this week's show. Don't forget, the Eagles and Penguins live from Youngstown State University in Ohio. We'll also have for you the Eagles contest at Wagner College this coming Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock from Staten Island. That game also right here on AM 1500. Stick around, tip times, starting lineups, and all that coming up next.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.